It's Friday, December 23rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions. And today's question reads, will we get wings when we get to heaven? Now, this is an interesting question, and I think the reason that people think that man will one day have wings in heaven is because of the false assumption that when Christians die, they go to heaven and become angels. You know, sometimes here at funeral, things like, well, God needed another angel in heaven, so that's why he took so-and-so. Well, it's just not accurate according to the Bible. Angels do have wings. Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 3 describes the angelic beings called seraphim as having six wings. Ezekiel 10, verse 5 says that the angelic beings called cherubim have wings. It says, and the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard as far as the outer court. Now, we must remember that man is a distinct creation of God, not an angelic being of any sort, and never will be an angelic being of any sort. When Jesus came to earth in a body of flesh, the Bible makes it very clear that he did not become an angel. Hebrews 2:17 says, therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make a propitiation for the sins of the people. Now, when Jesus was resurrected, he didn't become an angel or something else, but he maintained his former identity. He says in Luke 24, verse 39, it is I myself. So when Christians resurrect from the dead, Randy Alcorn says, our bodies will be free of the curse of sin, redeemed and restored to their original beauty and purpose that goes back to Eden. The only bodies we've ever known are weak and diseased remnants of the original bodies God made for humans. But the bodies we'll have on the new earth in our resurrection will be even more glorious than those of Adam and Eve. But we won't become angels, and nothing in Scripture indicates that we're going to receive wings. Here's what the Bible teaches. Man is created distinctively different than the angels, and man will never become an angel. Saved people in heaven will only be like the angels in the sense that they're not going to be subject to death anymore. Now, all this talk of angels takes me back to when I was a kid, hearing the Christmas story read every Christmas about how the angel appeared to the shepherds and announced the good news of great joy, and then a multitude of angels appeared. So I think it would be fitting to close today, since Christmas is coming up, by listening to the best rendition of Luke 2 that I've ever heard. Merry Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.